英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, long time no see.
10 more days.
Yeah, I miss you so much. I went traveling to Japan.
朱迪老师这过去的十天呢小小的放了一个假哈，最近呢刚从这个日本回来，所以呢假期过得还不错吧。
So it was really an amazing journey, but I'm also very happy to be back. I missed Chinese food actually a lot in Japan.
我们也非常想念朱迪老师，回来以后呢继续开启我们的周一读美文哈，让大家呢在这个炎热的天气当中读一读美文，舒爽一下身心。今天带来的一篇呢非常有意思，像一个 fairy tale 童话一样。
Yeah, today we are going to read a short fairy tale about a boy who keeps postponing and not wanting to do his homework.、Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone has tasks they postpone, keep standing on your to-do list forever. I definitely have that. And I'm sure a lot of you have that homework task you still have to do, and you say to yourself, ah, tomorrow I will do it. Nah, it's too boring. I will do it the day after tomorrow because now I want to play games. Well, that is sometimes not such a good idea.
我们周一的美文呢都是小文章，但是呢有一些大道理，值得大家呢闲暇时候好好的品味。今天你看，虽然是我们是说一个不爱做作业的小男孩哈 ，did homework， 但是这个文章后面的道理呢，不仅仅是跟 just doing homework 有关系，所以呢男女老少啊，这个皆宜，都可以来收听，都可以来阅读，都可以来学习。我们的直播间已经开放了，哇，有好多精彩的排行榜啊，小礼物啊，大家也可以把礼物都刷起来哈、啊，一起来听今天的阅读美文。先来说一说 Who did the homework of Patrick? Patrick 在这里呢是一个人的名字，一个小男孩，名字叫做帕德里克 Patrick。
嗯，
那名字叫做谁做了 Patrick 的 homework， 谁做了他的作业呢？那今天这个故事啊，就是要讲这个叫 Patrick 的小男孩和一个小精灵 elf 之间的故事。
Yeah, Patrick meets an elf who can help him, maybe.
一般来说呀，我们说生活当中遇到了精灵什么的，精灵都会帮助你实现你的最大的愿望，是不是？这个叫 Patrick 小男孩呢特别 hate homeworks， 特别讨厌做作业。有一天他从这个猫爪下呢就救下了一只精灵，精灵呢为了重新获得自由就答应呢，哎， I promise you a wish啊，我就答应帮你实现一个愿望。于是就帮助呢 Patrick 做完了所有直到这个期末的家庭作业。到期末完的时候呢，精灵完成约定消失了，而 Patrick 也如约拿到了 A 加的成绩。这个时候 something interesting happened.
Yes, Patrick is achieving his results he wants to because of the help of the little elf.Maybe, but I don't think so. This story will tell you, like, how it is to actually do something you really, really don't want to do and you really think is so boring, which usually doesn't help you.
这个有趣的事情就是，那会儿35天以后的 Patrick, 哇，这个男孩跟当初遇见精灵之前相比啊，整个人是发生了巨大的变化。
Yeah.
连他的爸爸妈妈都很好奇，诶，他到底经历了什么？所以是不是精灵帮助 Patrick 完成了他的家庭作业呢？还是有别人呢？或者是 Patrick 自己呢？今天啊在故事当中我们就要一起来 find it out.
Definitely.
好，一起来进入到今天的 Who did the homework of Patrick? 首先我们来听第一段。
Who did the homework of Patrick?Patrick never did homework. Too boring, he said. He played hockey and basketball and Nintendo instead. His teachers told him, Patrick, do your homework or you won't learn a thing. And it's true. Sometimes he did feel like an ignoramus. But what could he do? He hated homework. Then one day he found his cat playing with a little doll and he grabbed it away. To his surprise, it wasn't a doll at all.But a man of the tiniest size. He had a little woolen shirt with old-fashioned breeches and a high tall hat much like a witch's. He yelled, Save me! Don't give me back to that cat! I'll grant you a wish. I promise you that. Patrick couldn't believe how lucky he was. Here was the answer to all of his problems. So he said, only if you do all my homework till the end of the semester, and that's 35 days, if you do a good enough job, I could even get A's. The little man's face wrinkled like a dishcloth thrown in the hamper. He kicked his legs and doubled his fist, and he grimaced and scowled and pursued his lips. Oh, am I cursed? But I'll do it.
好，这是今天文段的第一段，我们来感受了一下哈。今儿这个小文章呢，里面有很多惟妙惟肖、生动活泼的小词语，而且这些小词语对我们很多同学来说都是 new words.
Yeah, there are a lot of new words in this article, and if you paid close attention to the way it was read before, you will notice that all the last sentences rhyme. Now, this is a style that some writers take over to make their story sound more like a fairy tale-ish, like more romantic. It's like really a style method to make people remember the story better.
哎，在写文章之前呢，我们先来了解一下今天这篇文章有什么特点。首先就是它的用词，有的用词呢比较难，比较复杂。
Yeah.
嗯，尤其是一些动作的词，一些形容词，诶，挺难的。另外一方面呢，请大家注意，这个里面有很多的句子呢，它是押韵的 ,rhymed。
Yeah.
押韵的。
And specifically because it's this style, the author chose pretty difficult words or changed a little bit the usage of some adjectives or verbs, like,because it's making the style more like persuasive, it adheres more to the style. So like it's not really a standard article that we're reading now, so don't worry.
写个小童话嘛，想写出这种童话般的感觉，那肯定是文体方面呢，措辞方面呢，还得有点自己的特色才对，不一定是跟我们平时阅读到的那些小故事相同。好，我们一起来读一读吧，今天的文章。
Who did the homework of Patrick? Patrick never did homework. Too boring, he said. He played hockey and basketball and Nintendo instead. His teachers told him, Patrick, do your homework or you won't learn a thing. And it's true. Sometimes he did feel like an ignoramus. But what could he do? He hated homework.
哎，感觉这个 Patrick 小男孩就跟很多其他不爱做作业的小孩是一样的，他们只是 never did homework.
Yeah, I mean, don't tell me you are a student that always does his or her homework, right? I mean, everyone slacks sometimes.
Patrick 应该到中国来培训一下，看看我们的 homework 有多少。来了以后，他回去、
oh, yeah.
他一定会做作业的。
Ah, that's right. I forget Chinese children, they have like.Huge amount of homework compared to us, and they also do it. I'm sorry.
中国的学生们做家庭作业的能力，那应该是全世界 number one 了吧？谁都这是心服口服的吧？啊、
yeah. ，
没毛病吧 ？Patrick 作为这样一个小男孩，他不爱做作业 ，never did homework. 他还给自己找理由说 too boring, 太无聊了，做作业太无聊了。
Yeah.
他喜欢什么呀 ？He played hockey. 会吗，同学们 ？Hockey. What is hockey?冰球
Yeah, it's like a game played on a sports field, just like football actually. You have two teams playing against each other, but everyone carries a stick, and with that stick they hit a ball to score in the other team's goal.
看出来了哈，国外的小朋友们还是生活的比较自由的、
yeah.
不想做作业就不做，完了就开始打球。
Definitely, definitely. And also hockey in the Netherlands, likeThe Dutch female hockey team is extremely famous everywhere in the world. They know that. So, like, hockey is often a game played in European countries.
欧洲人啊，加拿大人、
yeah.
都喜欢玩这个 hockey，、
yeah.
同时还喜欢 basketball、
yeah.
打篮球，要么就在玩什么呢 ？Nintendo 就是那个任天堂的一款游戏嘛。
Yeah, maybe you know Nintendo because Nintendo is pretty famous because of Super Mario, you know, that game we, like, in my time, I played that game too.
看没有打过超级玛丽的那都
yeah,
不能算地球人哈。
It's like a big company that makes video games.
好，任天堂啊、Nintendo， 所以这日语生活过得可有滋有味了。
嗯，
打冰球、打篮球，任天堂就是不做作业。这个时候老师就跟他说了 ，His teachers told him, Patrick, do your homework or you won't learn a thing. Patrick， 你是不是还得做下作业啊？如果你不做的话，你可真是什么都学不到。You won't learn a thing. 你一样东西你都学不到的。
Yeah, you won't learn anything. And actually this sentence kind of, symbolizes the way teachers act in the Netherlands or in European countries too, because they always emphasize that you are responsible for your own development yourself. So if you don't hand in an assignment or don't do your homework, they won't get angry, but they will always point out, like saying, okay, if you don't do it, you will lag behind. You will not develop yourself as you should do. So take responsibility.
老师还是有老师的责任，该督促的就得督促啊，该讲道理的时候就得讲道理。And it's true. 确实是这样。Sometimes he did feel like an
ignoramus.
这是一个新单词。Ignore, 这个我们会说哈，前半部分。Ignoramus, 啊 ,ramus。这个单词的意思呢就是那种什么
?Yeah, it's a person who knows nothing.
一无所知的人。
Yeah, an ignorant person or an ignoramus.
Ignoramus 是个新单词，它就是指那种一无所知的人，或者是一不学无术的人。所以老师其实说的对，有的时候啊，他就觉得自己 ，he did 表示强调 ，did feel like 自己是一个 ignoramus 的人，一个不学无术的人。But what could he do? 他有什么样的办法呢 ？He hated homework. 他还在给自己找借口，他就是讨厌家庭作业。
Yeah, like, he was very, like, much sticking to his thought, like, I hate homework, so I don't do homework. Even though I sometimes feel like an ignoramus, I don't care because I just hate homework.
我才不管呢，我就是讨厌做作业。
Then, one day, he found his cat playing with a little doll, and he grabbed it away. To his surprise, it wasn't a doll at all, but a man of the tiniest size.He had a little woolen shirt with old-fashioned breeches and a high, tall hat, much like a witch's. He yelled, Save me! Don't give me back to that cat! I'll grant you a wish. I promise you that.
动画片里的情景出现了。有一天 ,then, one day, he found his cat playing with a little doll. Found someone doing something. 发现某个人正在做某事，他发现他的猫正在 playing with 玩耍着一个 little doll. Doll 就是玩偶，小玩具。
Yeah, it's like that toy where a lot of children play with.
小时候玩的洋娃娃。
Yeah,
doll 就是玩偶。这个时候 ，he grabbed it away. Grab 我们在口语课程里学过多次了，就是迅速的抢夺过来。
Yeah, he quickly took it.
Grab it away.唰的一下啊，非常迅速的一下就把那个玩偶给从猫的手里抢了过来。哎呀，令他惊讶的是 ，to his surprise， 令某人惊讶的是 ，it wasn't a doll at all， 它根本就不是 ，not at all， 就是完全不是，根本不是，根本就不是一个小玩偶，而是一个什么
？A man of the tiniest size。
是个真人呢
Yeah, a super small man Like, of the tiniest size Is like another way of saying Something is extremely small Or extremely tiny
对了 ,tiny 就是小小的、
yeah.
Tiniest 表示一个最高级就是那种极小极小的、
yeah.
是一个特别特别小个头极小极小的一个 man
Yeah,
一个男人哎，是个非常非常小，就像我们所说的小人国里头的那种 tiniest man 一样。好，接下来有一段呢，就形容这个男人的一些穿着。我们来看小人国的精灵长什么样子。
He had a little woolen shirt with old-fashioned breeches and a high tall hat, much like a witch's.
典型的是动画片里的长相哈、
啊， yeah.
穿着。He had a little woolen. Woolen 是羊毛的。
Yeah, it's if something is woolen, something is made of wool.
Little 一段一个小小的短短的 woolen shirt 羊毛衫啊，羊毛衫就怎么说叫 woolen shirt。 同时下面穿了一款 old fashioned, 老式样的。
Yeah, something that is old fashioned was popular in the past, but not anymore.
其实 old fashioned 的就是指那种啊在过去呢也特别流行的，但是现在呀压根儿就不再流行的一种款式。那这个 breeches 就是一种马裤、
yeah.
马裤过膝盖的那种老式马裤。
Breeches are trousers that don't cover、both legs entirely. They are just too short. A little bit like three quarter pants.
几分裤啊，七分裤嘛，三分裤。
嗯，
啊，这个叫 breeches， 就是马裤啊，穿了一个马裤，同时还戴了一个特别高的帽子，一顶啊 high tall hat， much like a
witches，
witch 就是女巫吧？女巫戴的帽子是不是那种特别尖的
？Yeah, yeah. If you celebrate Halloween, maybe you wore this kind of hat before. It's like a witch hat that is like a tall, long hat with a point. And a witch is believed to have magical powers or like, it's usually like a bad person.
大家还记得那个格格巫吗？哈，格格巫里边阿兹猫是吧？格格巫就是戴着那样的一顶帽子，好 ，like a witches.这个时候呢，哎呀，这个小人就开始叫喊起来了。他说
：“Save me! Don't give me back to that cat. I'll grant you a wish. I promise you that.”
好，这个时候小人就开始说：“救救我呀，救救我 ！Save me! Don't give me back to the cat. 不要把我再交给那只猫了。I'll grant you a wish. G-R-A-N-T. Grant somebody a wish 就是我能够。”承诺你或者是帮你实现一个愿望。
Yeah, to give something for, like, for sure, to agree to give something officially, like, yeah, to promise to give something.
哎，精灵呢是有法力的哈、
mm-hmm.
有魔力的。所以当他说出这句话的时候 I'll grant you a wish, I promise you that. 他们是一定会办到的。精灵如果说我帮你实现一个愿望，我向你保证，那他肯定会实现的。哇 ，Patrick 这个时候高兴得不得了。
Definitely, Patrick couldn't believe how lucky he was. Here was the answer to all of his problems. So he said, "Only if you do all my homework till the end of the semester, that's 35 days. If you do a good enough job, I could even get A's."
好 ,Patrick 此时此刻非常的开心、他也完全不敢相信他自己是有多么的幸运。Patrick couldn't believe how lucky he was. 我们都说 how lucky 谁谁谁 was.
Yeah.
就是说 how lucky 谁谁谁有多么的幸运。
Yeah, he has lots of luck.
你可以对自己说 oh, I couldn't believe how lucky I am.
Yeah, that's a very, like, common expression.
对啊，尤其是当你 win a lottery 的时候，你可以说 oh, I couldn't believe how lucky I am. 我真是不敢相信自己这么的幸运啊。同时here was the answer to all of his problems. Answer to problems. 问题的答案。
Yeah, the answer to all of his problems is like derived from a very common used idiom. The answer to all of someone's problems. Like usually someone who has like one big problem keeps thinking that like every problem in his or her life is related to that single problem. So in his or her mind, there's often only one solution. For example, if I get rich,then I'll be happy. You know, like, I mean, being rich doesn't mean you're happy, of course, but yeah, it can help people to get out of financial debt or something, so they become happier, not necessarily happy. So, like, then for a person who doesn't have money, then money seems to be the answer to all of his problems.
我们以前有句话是说 money is the answer to all of the problems.
Yeah, that's what people often say.
钱是一切问题的。什么解药哈、
yeah.
这是一句俗语啊、哦、但是在这个文中可不是这样了。
No,
大家注意我们在讲课的过程中哈、啊、如果我们反复强调了一个短语的话说明这个短语是重要的你可以记下来。你比如说在这里 answer to the problems, 那就是说什么问题的答案和解答或者是解药都可以这么说。
Yeah.
现在就有了 here was, 来了呀解药来了一切的问题都可以迎刃而解了。Here was the answer to all of his problems. 他所有的问题 这里都来了 answer 了，都可以迎刃而解了。
That's what he thought, at least.
哎，当然了 ，Patrick 自己至少自己是这么认为的。这个时候他就说
，Only if you do all my homework till the end of the semester, that's 35 days. If you do a good enough job, I could even get A's.
开始跟精灵提条件了。
Yeah.
这样吧 ，Only if 只要你 do all my homework.Till the end of the semester. 只要你把我所有的家庭作业啊，直到这个什么学期 the end of the semester. Semester 就是学期，直到这个学期的 end of 的结束的时候，你就是说把我所有的剩下的家庭作业全部给我做了，然后呢还得做得好，差不多有35天左右的时间。 That's 35 days. If you do a good enough job, good enough job, 足够好，如果你做得足够好 I could even get A's 学期末呀，我甚至可以得到 A 的成绩。
Yeah, an A is the best result possible in exams taken in the United States. In Europe, we do always like results from 1 to 10, but in the United States, they always do, if you have an A, then you have the best result possible. If you have a B, then you're still good, but not as good as an A. If you have C, yeah, then you have to study more.
A 级呢肯定就是最高级了哈。
Yeah.
好，最高的分数了，肯定有差不多就是100分了。哎呀，这个生活中倒是不知道有没有精灵存在哈。但是如果想大家想一想，你生活中现在最要紧的问题是什么？如果有一个精灵出现在你面前哈，也可以 grant you a wish， 那你希望是什么呢？
Yeah, like I know what I would ask for.
有吗？来说一说。
I think I would ask for more vacation. I really liked it.
Julie 老师想要更多的假期，那看来平时是个 workaholic， 工作太忙了。大家想要什么？如果这个时候精灵来了的话，想一想，来想一想啊，不妨大家想一想。好，接下来我们来看看这个时候小精灵的表现是怎么样的。
The little man's face wrinkled like a dishcloth thrown in the hamper.He kicked his legs and doubled his fists, and he grimaced and scowled and pursued his lips. Oh, am I cursed? But I'll do it.
一旦啊，你看这个文章里写到这个小精灵的时候，就出现了很多的 new words 新单词啊，
yeah.
也不知咋地了。The little man's face 啊，这个小人的这个脸呢，突然间就。叫 wrinkled、
yeah.
就是皱啊皱啊皱成一个什么样子了
Yeah, if something wrinkles, then it gets small lines or folds in it. Like, people often get wrinkles too when they get older, and like, then their face has, like, their skin has little folds in it.
听到这种哎呀令人皱眉头的事情啊，精灵的整个脸呐、啊、就皱得像一个 dishcloth. dishcloth 就是我们所说的抹布嘛。
Yeah, it's a cloth for washing and cleaning, plates and cups and forks when you do the dishes.
脸啊皱得像个像一块哎这个抹布还不是一般的抹布啊，它是 thrown in a hamper. Hamper 就是篮子里的那种。
Yeah.
就你想想想象一下一块抹布啪一下扔在篮子里的那种皱巴巴的那个样子。
Yeah, so it's like all muffled, all wrinkled and dirty and like, yeah.Like a dishcloth, his face became. So not really, I don't think that fairy looks really extremely happy or something.
嗯，刚才我们有同学在直播间里说了，说如果有精灵帮我实现愿望的话，我想让他帮我 taking care of my baby,、我想让他 cook for me, 帮我做饭，帮我带孩子。看来大家的重任在身，家务活太重了。得找个帮手，这个好办，请个保姆就能帮你做一下，请个阿姨能帮你做一下。
Yeah, yeah, like I heard about the Ais, that they often do that. So Ais are fairies in disguise, huh?
但是有的人说了哈，说目前的愿望是能够记住所有的英文单词。哎呀，这个恐怕得请小精灵帮你帮个忙了。但是啊，如果你这个愿望的话，就跟 Patrick 差不多，都是做作业的事儿，也许能做到哦。啊？那好，往下看啊，他这个时候开始 kicked his legs 啊，他踢了踢腿，然后呢 doubled his fists， fists 是拳头，那 double his fists 是什么动作呢？
Yeah, to double your fists means to make fist with both of your hands to threat someone or something. So it seems you have more strength, like a double amount of strength. So you make yourself big and threatening by making two fists at the same time.
所以我们来学这个短语 double one's fists 的意思就是攥了攥拳，因为你的拳头不是两个嘛，
嗯
啊，把你的两个拳头都攥紧了啊，踢踢腿，攥攥拳，好像要什么撸起袖子干了那个意思哈、啊，然后就做了个鬼脸，他就 grimaced。
Yeah, well, to grimace is like to make an expression of pain or strong dislike. Like, imagine you eat something very, very sour. Exactly that expression on your face then. That is grimace.
什么是做鬼脸啊？做鬼脸就是突然间你吃到一个特别酸的东西。
Yeah.
整个脸都皱一块了。
Yeah, like you really don't want to do something or you really dislike something.
对，因为你不想做这个事情，所以你排斥它。你不想做呀，你就做鬼脸啊。做鬼脸以后，哎呀，这小词儿可生动了。还有叫什么 ?Scowled.
Yeah.If you scowl, then you look at someone or something with a very annoyed expression. They look like you really are annoyed.
这里的 scowl 呢，特指那种皱眉头，就这样。
Yeah.
皱起眉头。然后呢，怎么样呢？叫 pursed his lips.
Yeah, it's like to, if you purse your lips, then you bring your lips very tightly together, so they form like a very weird rounded shape and that usually expresses, like disapproval or like non-acceptance. It's really like, yeah, just forming your mouth in a certain way that for us seems that you, yeah, or it signals that you really don't allow something or that you really cannot accept something.
哎呀，好多丰富的面部表情啊。Pursed one's lips. Lips 是嘴唇。这个时候他就撅着嘴啊，撅着嘴这样。说到整个你看这段话句子不长，全是表情包，脸皱成一团，踢踢腿，攥攥拳，做个鬼脸，皱起眉头，撅着嘴说 Am I cursed? 这是一句自嘲的话，就是我是被诅咒了吗、啊、Cursed 就是诅咒。
Yeah, I like someone put a spell on me, like I have such bad luck.
意思就是说我咋那么倒霉呀、
啊、Yeah.
精灵说我是被 curse 掉了吗，我怎么这么倒霉啊，但是 but I will do it. 啊，我说话算话，我还是会做的，我会照做的。啊，这小精灵特别可爱哈、啊、一副很有能耐但是又很无奈的样子。
Yeah.
接下来听听第二段。
In true to his word, that little elf began to do Patrick's homework.Except there was one glitch. The elf didn't always know what to do and he needed help. Help me, he'd say. And Patrick would have to help in whatever way. I don't know this word, the elf squeaked while reading Patrick's homework. Get me a dictionary. No. What's even better? Look up the word and sound it out by each letter. When it came to maths, Patrick was out of luck.What are timetables? The elf shrieked. We elves never need that. In addition and subtraction and division and fractions. Here, sit down beside me. You simply must guide me. Elves know nothing of human history. To them, it's a mystery. So the little elf, already a shouter, just got louder. Go to the library. I need books. More and more books. And you can help me read them too.As a matter of fact, every day in every way that little elf was a nag. Patrick was working harder than ever and was it a drag. He was staying up nights, had never felt so weary, was going to school with his eyes puffed and bleary. Finally, the last day of school arrived and the elf was free to go. As for homework, there was no more, so he quietly and slyly slipped out the back door.Patrick got his A's. His classmates were amazed. His teachers smiled and were full of praise. And his parents? They wondered what had happened to Patrick. He was now the model kid. Cleaned his room. Did his chores. Was cheerful. Never rude. Like he had developed a whole new attitude. You see, in the end, Patrick still thought he'd made that tiny man do all his homework. But I'll share you a secret just between you and me. It wasn't the elf.Patrick had done it himself.
很有意思的一个故事。我们继续往下看了，下一段哈，说到做到了，小精灵此时此刻就开始给 Patrick 做家庭作业了。
And true to his word, that little elf began to do Patrick's homework. Except there was one glitch. The elf didn't always know what to do, and he needed help. Help me, help me, he'd say. And Patrick would have to help.In whatever way.
哎呀，他是个小精灵吧，却不是一个省事儿的小精灵。
Yeah, like he just is not used to doing homework.
哦，他不是省油的灯。他呀，当然了 ，true to his word， 又来一个短语 ，true to one's word， 猜都能猜到是什么意思。对某人的话语真实。
Yeah, when someone is true to his or her word, someone does something exactly in the way he or she promised to do. Like just.As they said, they would certainly do.
对了，就是我们直播间同学哈，打得很快。True to one's word 就是遵守诺言，不失信，说到做到。你看，一般神仙都是说到做到的，
yeah.
很少食言的。所以呢 ，the little elf 啊，大家知道这个 elf 是什么吗 ？Elf.
Well, an elf is actually the tiny man. It's a small creature in stories and fairy tales, and they usually look like very tiny, and they have pointed ears, and they have magical powers.
对，童话中的小精灵嘛，有那个尖耳朵，是吧？哈，尖耳朵，然后通常有些小小的魔力跟法力这样。
Yeah, they often can fly too. I don't know if you ever seen Lord of the Rings, but in that movie you have.Very big elves. They are also called elves.
是
But, yeah.
欧洲人有很多喜欢 cosplay 的 elf.
Oh, yeah.
是不是
A lot, a lot. I did that once. I was dressed up as a fairy or something like an elf too.
哎 ,Judy 老师 ,Judy 老师要是 cosplay 这个 elf 的话我觉得还挺像的。啊就表示特别长得特别像那个精灵的那种样子。
Well, thank you, thank you. It was really, fun to try it out, but I think it was too much mafan to put all those clothes on and everything. Going to the bathroom with wings on is definitely not something I can recommend.
哎，对，这个我们直播间的词汇也发上来了，其实就是小精灵淘气鬼哈，这是一个新词 ，elf began to do Patrick's homework 啊，小精灵就开始帮他做家庭作业了。Except, oh, there was one glitch. 除了什么呢？总有这么一件 glitch。就是一些小故障、小失灵、小卡壳的地方。
Yeah, it's an unexpected and usually minor problem. Like, for example, traffic jam. That's like a glitch in your day.
大家想一想，有什么是精灵做不到的呢？他怎么可能做东西、做作业会卡壳呢？对不对？但是哈，文章是这么写的，就是说 ，except there was one glitch. 啊，总是有那个故障、失灵的地方。The elf did not always know what to do.小精灵啊，做家庭作业的时候，并不是总是知道这东西该怎么做。And he needed help. 他也需要帮忙啊。他经常跟那喊着说 ,help me, help me, 帮帮我帮帮我。And Patrick would have to help. 当他这么说的时候，哎，没办法， Patrick 不得不 in whatever way, 千方百计的去帮助他。
Yeah, it didn't matter what he had to do, he had to do everything. Like how doesn't matter, but he had to help for sure.
那就帮着他一块做吧。
I don't know this word, the elf squeaked while reading Patrick's homework. Get me a dictionary. No, what's even better, look up the word and sound it out by each letter.
嗯，这小精灵也不好对付哈，动不动呢还得尖叫。
Yeah.
最喜欢尖叫，所以这文中有好几个形容小精灵尖叫的词语。I don't know this word. 我不认识这个单词儿。The elf squeaked. 啊，这就是尖叫了，吱吱吱的叫。
Yeah, to make a very short high cry or noise, like, ah!
短而尖的叫声。
Yeah.
精灵就啊的叫了一声 squeaked。While reading Patrick's homework, 当他读这个 Patrick 的家庭作业的时候就尖叫了一声说哎呀我不认识这个单词 Give me a dictionary. 他还发号施令说你给我一本字典。No, what's even better? 哎不不不这样的话更好 What's even better? 这样的话会更好那就是 Look up the word and sound it out by each letter. 我们知道了查字典叫做 look up the word. 对不对
Yeah.
那你最好去查查字典，然后呢 sound it out, 发出声音来 by each letter, 逐个字母发出声音来念给我听。
Yeah, to sound it out is like to spell it, like to say every letter of a word. Like, and a letter is like any of the symbols of the alphabet, like A, B, or C. So if I sound out Jing Jing, that is J-I-N-G, J-I-N-G. That is to sound out Jing Jing by each letter.
就是 sound it out, 大声的读出来和念出来，而且需要它逐个字母的念出来。大家呢在聊天室当中都笑了，说这个精灵看来学历不怎么高。
No, but yeah, elves don't go to school.
你想想，精灵需要上学吗？不需要吧。
Yeah, if you have magic, you don't have to go to school, right?
就是都有魔力了，还上啥学校啊？又不是哈利波特。啊，这个说到英语的时候还好吧？哎呦，一说做数学，精灵不是精灵啊，彻底就晕了。
When it came to maths, Patrick was out of luck. What are times tables? The elf shrieked. We elves never need that. And addition and subtraction and division and fractions. Here, sit down beside me. You simply must guide me.Elves know nothing of human history. To them, it's a mystery. So the little elf, already a shouter, just got louder. Go to the library. I need books. More and more books. And you can help me read them too.
看一下做数学作业的时候和做历史作业的时候精灵又怎么样了。When it came to math, 当到达什么的时候哈、啊，当到某件事情的时候当做数学作业的时候 Patrick 这会儿啊就真是 out of luck 运气都用光了没运气了运气就更差了
Yeah, all his luck was gone Like he thought he had a lot of luck when he found the fairy But now all that luck seemed to be disappeared
小精灵是全程表情包加全程尖叫下来的小精灵又开始叫了、啊、The elf shrieked Shriek 这个单词也是尖叫
Yeah, it's also just like, crying, like in a loud sound.
他就说 ,what are timetables? 来我们同学们新单词 ,timetables, 乘法表。乘法表是什么东西啊?精灵又尖叫了起来。We elves never need that. 我们这些精灵们从来不需要这东西。And...还有这四个词大家听好了哈数学词汇
Yeah
Addition 加法
Yeah It's like the plus sign Like 1 plus 1 is 2
Subtraction
Yeah Subtraction is like 1 minus 1 is 0
减法 Division
Division is like 1 divided by 1 is 1
Division 呢就是除法
Yeah Fraction
Fraction 就是
is like it's a number that results from dividing one whole number by another whole number. Like for example, 1 divided by 4 is a fraction, but 1.5 divided by 1.5 is not a fraction.
哦，也是辛苦 so, Julie 老师还能把这用英文解释出来。
I had to look this up so many times because I didn't get what fraction was.
Fraction 还是用中文来说就是分数。所以这四个词加减除分数啊
，Yeah，
前面的乘法表 timetables 啊，就这个四个词新单词。你看，我们精灵从来不需要这些东西。还有你那些什么加法、减法、除法、分数啊，这是什么东西来着 ？Here, sit down beside me. 你快过来啊，坐在我身旁。You simply must guide me. 你必须啊 guide me， 指导我做才行。聊天室的同学说哎呦找个高年级的同学找个 senior student 都 much better than an elf 都比找个精灵来帮忙做作业强
I even know some kids who do better than this elf
就这种做作业的质量是不是精灵得打个折呀
Yeah
然后 elves 然后 know nothing of human history 精灵对人类的历史也一无所知的Know nothing of human history. 那做历史作业的时候怎么办呢 ?To them, it's a mystery.
Yeah.
对他们来说这些知识简直就是神秘莫测跟个谜一样。
Yeah, if something is a mystery, something is totally unknown to someone. Like, it's very difficult to understand something.
So, the little elf, already a shouter. 所以呢这样一个小精灵啊，还用一个短语去修饰它，说已经啊是一个 shouter。 Shouter 就是那种动不动就大喊大叫的人。
Yeah, he was constantly saying, help me, help me, I cannot do it.
然后现在是 got louder, 喊声呢是越来越大了，嗓门是越来越大了啊，大声叫着他说 go to the library, 你快去图书馆。 I need the books, 我需要一些书。 More and more books, 更多更多更多的书。And you can help me read them too. 当然你还要帮着我阅读他们才行。
As a matter of fact, every day in every way, that little elf was a nag. Patrick was working harder than ever, and was it a drag. He was staying up nights, and never felt so weary.Was going to school with his eyes puffed and bleary.
这一段 paragraph 大家一会儿注意分析哈，很多的 rhyme、
yeah.
押韵，这就是体现作者用词的地方到了。同学们都笑着说谁教谁呀、啊、哈哈哈哈哈。
Yeah, good thought.
看着是哈谁教谁，精灵始终是聪明的，他们是有用意的、
mm-hmm.
不可能就这么傻。实际上呢 ,as a matter of fact, 小精灵每一天哎呀各种唠唠叨叨 ,every day, in every way, 每一天每个地方每一种方法 ,that little elf was a nag, N-A-G.
Yeah, a nag is like a person who is super annoying and complains so often about little things that are totally not worth complaining about.
就是 nag, 就是那种不停的唠唠叨叨。
Yeah, someone who just complains about everything and who is extremely annoying.
每一天这个精灵吧都跟那个话痨似的、
yeah.
天天跟他叨叨叨叨叨叨各种叨叨叨。Patrick was working harder than ever. It was a drag. 看到没有 ?nag, drag, 是不是押韵的
?Yeah.Patrick
的时候哇塞比以前任何时候都努力的在学习 ,working harder than ever. 而且呢 ,was it a drag?
Yeah, a drag is similar to a nag.But a nag is a person, and a drag is something that is very unpleasant or inconvenient. It is not a person. So, like, for example, to Patrick, doing homework was really a drag. Like, he really didn't want to do it.
哎呀，真是一个 drag, 一个苦差事啊。
Yeah.
真是一个无聊的事儿，苦差事儿啊！但是没办法，比以往任何时候都更加努力的在学习，多努力呀、啊、！He was staying up nights. Stay up, 我们学过了，熬夜。哎呀，每天都熬夜到很晚，而且 had never felt so
weary.
疲劳疲惫
Yeah, very, very tired. Especially like if you work for a long time in a row, then you're very weary.
Weary. 哎呀，从来没有觉得这么的疲惫过，整天都没睡醒。你看看啊 ,was going to school, 每天上学的时候 ,with his eyes,、with 表伴随嘛，后面那个时候是个什么状态啊，眼睛都是 puffed.
Yeah.
肿。都是怎么样呢
Puffed.
都肿的。
If something is puffed, something is swollen because like, you're very, yeah, something is sick or something is like tired. So if your eyes are puffed, they're like swollen and like thick, just as if you didn't sleep enough.
后面还有一个
bleary.
Bleary.
If you have bleary eyes, then your eyes are like red or have like a little bit water in them because you just woke up or because you played too many video games or because you didn't sleep so well.
所以一个 puffed and bleary 就可以完完全全的形容一个人、啊、第二天早上那个根本就是睡眼惺忪，完全没有睡醒的样子
，Yeah，
彻底成了现在咱们的中国同学们。
Yeah, a lot of Chinese people who will recognize puffed and bleary eyes.
好，我们看哈，这样的努力的结果是什么呢
？Finally, the last day of school arrived, and the elf was free to go. As for homework, there was no more. So he quietly and slyly slipped out the back door.
Finally, 最后 the last day of school arrived. 这学期的最后一天总算是到来了。 啊，精灵要解脱了吧。The elf was free to go. 按照他们这个约定呢，到最后一天完成作业，精灵就可以走了，就可以获得自由了。小精灵终于重新获得了 freedom, was free to go. As for homework, there was no more. 当然作为家庭作业来说，这学期也不会再有更多的了。
Yeah, there was no homework to do anymore.
所以小精灵的任务已经完成了，这个时候他就可以离开了。So he quietly, 他悄悄的 and slightly, 大家知道吗 ?sly 就是那种很聪明的很狡猾的。
Yeah, someone who is slyly doing something is secretly doing something that that others don't want, or like he's deceiving people in a very clever way.
秘密的啊、yeah. 悄悄的秘密的就 slip out, 溜走了 slip out.
Yeah.
从哪儿从 back door, 后门偷偷的就走了。
Patrick got his A's. His classmates were amazed.His teachers smiled and were full of praise. And his parents? They wondered what had happened to Patrick. He was now the model kid. Cleaned his room, did his chores, was cheerful, never rude. Like he had developed a whole new attitude.
哎呀 ,Patrick 也如愿以偿的得到了自己的好成绩呀。Got his A's.
Yeah.
门门都是 A.
He got all like his good results he wanted.
好他的同学们 ,his classmates were amazed. 哇同学们都好惊讶呀说这大变活人啊。
Yeah, they were thinking like, whoa, he's such a good student.
His teacher smiled. 老师的脸上堆满了笑容。And were full of praise.充满了啊 ,be full of praise, 对他真是赞不绝口啊。
Yeah, that they constantly said they were like approving his behavior and like they admired him.
爸爸妈妈呢 ?and his parents?
Well, his parents, they wondered what had happened to Patrick.
他们真的很好奇他们都在 wondered what had happened to Patrick. 大家注意看这里也是过去完成时对不对 ?wondered 就是好奇嘛过去的好奇。好奇什么呢好奇过去之前发生的事情 ,what had happened to Patrick. Patrick 身上到底发生了什么呢 ?He was now the model kid.
Yeah,
他现在是一个模范的孩子了 ,model kid.
Yeah, a kid that is a model kid is a kid who is very good at almost everything he or she does. It's like representative and an example for other children, according to adults then.
你看他有多么的模范他现在哈 ,clean his room. 哇塞、yeah. 除了成绩好之外还做家务你看打扫自己的房间还 did his chores.Chores 就是家务活儿，还做家务，同时还非常的 cheerful 就是充满快乐的。
Yeah, just happy.
性格开朗，变得开朗了很多。Never rude, 也不再那么粗鲁了，对人也非常的有礼貌啊，整个就成了一个乖宝宝一样。Like he had developed a whole new attitude, 就好像他已经啊对这个生活发展出来了一种全新的态度。
Yeah, to develop something is to create or change something into something better, to develop.
所以 Patrick 现在是完全的变成了一个好孩子。
Yeah, like, I mean, if you read this, you all want your son to be like that, right? Like, never rude, always cheerful, doing his chores,、it's great.
大家听到这里都会心的笑了，是不是？有人说，哪有这样的精灵啊？我也要去抓一个来给我们家小孩当伴读。啊，有人说，还先得先养只猫才行。精灵才会出现啊，改头换面，以点带面，一好百好。最后，作者来告诉我们一个秘密。
You see, in the end, Patrick still thought he'd made that tiny man do all his homework. But I'll share a secret.Just between you and me. It wasn't the elf. Patrick had done it himself.
您瞧瞧 ,you see in the end, 到故事的最后 ,Patrick still thought he'd made the tiny man do all his homework. Patrick 还认为仍然认为是他让那个小男人 ,he'd made that tiny man, 让那个小人 made someone do something, 让某人做某事。他仍然认为是他让那个人做了他所有的作业。但是 I'll share a secret just between you and me. 我来告诉你一个小秘密就咱俩之间知道。
Yeah.
It wasn't the elf.
Patrick had done it himself.
其实啊，不是那个小精灵做的作业，而是 Patrick 自己完成的。
Yeah, so like this story kind of wants to tell others, the readers, that usually the problems you postpone, like the things you have to do but you keep on not doing it because you really hate doing them, is not really a problem of the things itself. It's mainly a problem of attitude. And also, when you do something that is on your to-do list like forever...And you finally done it, you feel very good about yourself, don't you? And at least for me, like if I do something that I kept on postponing for a long, long time, I usually take up the next task and the next task and the next task. So I get more productive. And then in the end of the day, I did everything. But like motivating yourself is very, very important. Mm. And Patrick, he just created some imaginary elf, I guess.
哦，这个故事大家都来说一说自己从中呢有什么样的收获和感受哈。哎，有人说呢很像那个上次我们讲过的 The Old Man in the Park、
mm-hmm.
很像他给他开的空头支票，是不是？
Yeah.
有点相似哈、啊
yeah.
我们可以从两个方面来看嘛。第一个方面就是说像 Patrick 这样的孩子，我们生活中常常有那些自己不愿意去完成的任务，
yeah,
不愿意去做的事情。
It doesn't matter if it's homework or doing the dishes or I don't know feeding your cats, something like that, something you justYou're tired for it, or you just have better stuff to do.
但是就是需要有的人呢来推你一把。
Yeah.
来神助攻你一把。是不是当他你看你的小精灵神助攻他的时候，实际上他自己也能够完成这些。并不是说他做不了， Patrick 自己能做这些。
Yeah, and I mean, in the case of homework, it's often with children and students, the fact that they lack a certain self-confidence. That, the real reason because they don't do their homework、mm. is really because they think they cannot do it. They think like, nah, I will never like it, so I cannot do it. That's, yeah.Not liking and not doing is often like combined.
生活中你跟别人合作的时候，有的人他不能按时的完成事情、
yeah.
不能按时的完成自己的工作，推卸自己的责任也好，那你就需要有人非常聪明的去帮助他、
yeah.
啊、助攻他一下下。另外 on the other side, 从另一个方面来讲，我们去帮助别人的时候，是不是是代替别人做完他所有的事情呢？
Yeah.
不一定吧，而是你要引导着他一步一步的用自己的努力去完成这个事情。
Yeah, like、there's an expression in English, don't wish for it, work for it. And that's exactly what the story wants to say. Like, of course you can do difficult things. Of course you can achieve those tasks you think you will never be able to accomplish.、
Mm.
You just need some confidence and maybe a little push in the back sometimes.
对，所以啊，关于这种推动的力量啊，其实是很强大的。一种聪明的推动是授人以鱼不如授人以渔。你要带领他，给他一个方法，让他去挖掘出自己的这个 talent 潜能。
Yeah.
你看他这个本来以前就是个大家都觉得他没什么可救了，是吧？大家都要 give him up。
Yeah,
这么一个孩子、
like,
诶，后来精灵给他一出现一推动以后，变成了一个好孩子，说明潜能是无限的，不要那么着急去否定一个人一个孩子，是不是？
Yeah, so the elf actually, like, by believing in that Patrick could do a better job than the elf himself, gave Patrick secretly, like, the confidence and the motivation,to do it himself.
对，所以精灵其实他不傻的。
Yeah.
精灵真的不知道这些题目怎么做吗？他肯定知道。
Definitely.
他只是不说。
Yeah, he just didn't tell Patrick. He knew what Patrick's problem was before Patrick knew it himself.
对，人生中如果我们遇到这样的人来指导我们是很幸运的事情。
Yeah.
第一，他不会打击你。第二，他会引导你，让自己，让你一步一步的去走出更好的自己。
Yeah, the best friends are always the ones who bring out the best in you. That's what they say. So, like...If you're lucky, then you have a few people around you who always, like, kind of try to motivate you. And maybe even if they say annoying things, like, yeah, hey, you should do this. Or, like, hey, can you help me with this or something? Then you always have a chance to learn something, not only about a subject or how to solve a problem,、
mm.
also about yourself.
对，对于我们帮助别人，这也是个很好的启发。是不是什么事情全盘给别人做好了？
Yeah.
就证明是在帮助他呢？不一定。啊，最重要的帮人的方式是帮这个人自立、
yeah.
自强。
Yeah, to take it up by yourself, to motivate yourself. Here, Jackie says, don't wait for the best job to begin to work. That's really a good one.
大家的想法啊，都可以说出来啊。有的人说潜能无限，有的人说需要一个引导的老师啊，有的人说小精灵就是人生导师啊。其实这个童话呢，它就是有这方面的一些寓意说在里面。有的人还说呢，也许 Patrick 没准儿就压根儿就没有一个小精灵存在，这也有可能，
yeah.
是吧？也许是他自己想象出来的这样一些故事。哎，所以呀，你看，像爸爸妈妈，帮助自己的孩子，你也不能帮他天天做作业，是不是？你也可以像小精灵一样引导着他自己去做作业嘛。
Yeah. Like a lot of fairy tales in Europe, they often have morals like these. So yeah, usually if you read a fairy tale like this, there's always a hidden lesson behind it.
好，有趣的故事，谢谢同学们的收听，谢谢朱莉老师的分享，我们下次见。